Aren't you all this morning here? There we are. Good. You're there. Well, a happy Christmas, one and all. Now, I don't know whether you've received gifts given in the Spirit, or maybe even given gifts in the Spirit, where there's a gift, but you're not really sure whether the person will like it. And you sort of give it to them, or you receive it, if you will. Say you give it to them, and you say to them, well, if you don't like it, I'll take it back. I can always change it, right? You know, that sort of, don't know whether it fits. Do you like the colour? I'll change it, no problem. The Christian faith, under some people's efforts, it's a bit like that. But they come with it. If you don't like it, don't worry. I'll take it back, change it. See if you like it now. And you take out some of the parts that might upset people. I'm talking about judgments, or talking about sin, and talking about hell. So that disappears. Or you package it so sort of skillfully that you never quite notice that those things are there. This sort of, well, I'll give it to you, but if you don't like it, well, I can always change it. Caroline on the television the other day saw, well, evangelical man, and he was on BBC One, flagship programme. He had his minute. He had his minute. And so he could actually speak to the nation, if you like. How many millions of people watch this programme? Probably a fair few. And he said something. He said something. It was good what he said, if you just looked at the words. But it's how he said it. It was apparently so lacking in confidence and so lacking in conviction, almost as if he would say, well, you know, I know you don't really like it, but I'll tell you it anyway. And you think, well, that's sad. I don't think that message gets through. If people think that we're a bit sort of, well, if you don't like it, we'll change it, or a little bit fearful of it, well, I don't know if they're going to take it really that seriously, or think that this is really making much of an impact there with them. So Christmas, and our reading just now, rejoicing over this, and rejoicing, of course, today over the gift of the Son of God. That's something wonderful. You know, that is something just wonderful. There are only a handful of us here to mark the occasion. Well, no matter, it's wonderful. Wonderful gift that has been given to us. That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it, if it showed? If we're trusting in him, that actually really showed that this means something to us. And we're not sort of, ooh, if you don't like it, we'll change it. But actually very comfortable with all of the wonder of what God has done for us personally. We're believers. If he's done something for you, wonderful and personal, if you're a believer. And so we can go. We've got something to share. We've got the gift of the gospel to share. And we're not thinking, oh, if you don't like it, we'll change it. Or, oh, I don't really like it myself, to be honest. But to go very happily to share something really good with people out there who, whatever they're doing this morning, wow, it could be some incredible presents and gifts. And we'll see people driving around in whatever wonderful gear they've got and wearing the best. Well, anyway, okay, good for them with that. We've got something so much more precious that will last for eternity. Let it show. Let's sing our second hymn this morning. 164, brightest and best, the sons of the morning. 164.